Hey, I'm Kevin Cole, Chief Content Officer and host of the afternoon show at KEXP, and welcome to KEXP's Music That Matters podcast. KEXP is all about connecting artists and music lovers through curated music experiences, bringing the world together through music, building community, not walls. And a couple months ago, I was invited to attend and present the KEXP story at Ment Ljubljana, a three-day festival of bands from Europe and beyond, mostly from Central and Eastern Europe. The festival is in Ljubljana, Slovenia, and I leapt at the opportunity to participate, to engage, to meet people, and also to discover. And this podcast is about sharing some of those musical discoveries. We're going to hear bands from Slovenia, Estonia, Macedonia, Slovakia, and Russia. And first up is Oligarch, a young producer out of St. Petersburg, Russia, who mixes hip-hop, industrial electronic music, and traditional Russian folk music. Live, Oligarch is accompanied by a drummer and percussion and a barrage of high-impact videos. This is one of the best things I've heard in ages, and it is from a new EP. It's Oligarch with Maria Devo.
Yeah.
That is The Ills, a band that formed in 2008 as a bedroom project in a tiny flat in Bratislava, Slovakia. They play a mix of post-rock and shoegaze with elements of math rock and prog rock and a lot of rock, right? These epic songs that ebb and flow into these explosive, transcendent moments. You just heard the song Waltz on Mars. It's from The Ills' album from last year, their fourth album. It's called Ornamental or Mental. Oligarch, right before that, the song Maria Devo. And for a track list of what I'm playing on this podcast, I'll post it on the blog with the spellings for the artist songs and the albums and the EPs. That was from a new EP from Oligarch. All right, next two bands from the Ment Ljubljana Festival host country of Slovenia. And both of these bands have a cool 80s influence to these next two songs. First up, it's Persons from Porlock. They're a four-piece kind of psychedelic garage rock pop band. And they put out an album in 2016, their debut called Things People Don't Like. And then this is even a newer single. It's called Bad Fan Fiction. We'll be right back. The Jack Wood, a garage proto-punk blues band from Tomsk, Russia, one of the oldest towns in Siberia. Really raw sound, kind of a White Stripes vibe. They'd be great on a bill with Seattle's Thunder Pussy. I saw them live. They were really dynamic live. A show that was so hot it could melt all the ice in Siberia. The Jack Wood, the song was Devilishly. It's from their third album, Ritual. Right before that, from Ljubljana, Slovenia, Haiku Garden, a song called Rosetta. They are a kind of a shoegaze, dream pop, noise rock band. That song in particular has kind of a Killing Joke drive to it. It's from their first EP, came out last year, called Waver. And again, Haiku Garden with Rosetta. And another band from Ljubljana, Slovenia, starting off the set, Persons from Porlock, a song called Bad Fan Fiction. That song, kind of poppier, sort of a Cure-like sound. I saw them live and they were more psychedelic, more dreamy, trippy. They had kind of a cool Tame Impala sound. So that was a set of some of the heavier rock bands from the Ment Festival. There was quite a diverse mix of genres represented. I saw electronic music, some deeply down-tempo chill, some hip-hop, experimental music, some world music, and plenty of rock. And on the first night, the first artist I saw was from Estonia, Erke Parnoja. It was such a great start to the festival, as the music was really beautiful, transcendent, and dreamy guitar-based rock. And this song came out in November. It is Erke Parnoja with Doors Dance. Another track from The Ills. I just have fallen in love with this band. 417 was the song. It's from Ornamental or Mental. They were fantastic live, just heads down, precision playing, riding a wave of sound, and I really hope they can make it to Seattle in the States sometime soon. Before that, Erkai Parnoja, Doors Dance, the song, and look for a full-length from him coming sometime soon, hopefully this year. All right, I'm Kevin Cole. This is Highlights from the Ment Ljubljana Festival. And next up, a band from Macedonia called Bernays Propaganda. They take their name from Edward Bernays, known as the father of PR. In this case, they're protesting the consequences of public relations, which they describe as the most powerful of all weapons, which kills painlessly, purposely inciting hate and secretly manipulating people towards destruction, control, and seduction of the masses. You know, putting a spin on things. I'm going to put a different spin on things right now and spin this track from Bernays Propaganda from Politica, their fourth album. This song is called Armesia.
Thank you.
Another from Oligarch, a song called Try Devi. Their show is an onslaught to the senses, a barrage of audio and video, hard beats and electronics juxtaposed with Russian folk and spiritual sounds, accompanied by this intense visual mix of art and propaganda, war footage, dance and culture, just amazing. Before that, Bernays Propaganda, Armija from Politica. And speaking of amazing, I'm going to leave you with Shirim, a three-piece from Slovenia that describe themselves as an acoustic, folk, trance, drone, avant-garde, experimental band. That's a pretty good description. I mean, rarely do I see a band that makes me rethink music, and Shirim did just that. This song features more than a dozen acoustic instruments from classical and self-made instruments. It's Shirim with Trilogy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sheeran with Trilogy, and check out the video for that song on YouTube. It's just mesmerizing. They have a new album coming out in the fall. In fact, Chris Ekman from the Seattle band The Walkabouts is putting it out on his Glitterbeat label, an imprint of that label called Tactile. I ran into Chris in Ljubljana, Slovenia. He lives out there now, and it was great to see him, and great to hear that band, Sheeran. So thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the mix and some of the bands I discovered at the Ment Festival. There were a ton of other bands. Others I saw that I would recommend include Coles from Poland, Birth and His Client Zenas from Italy, Sweet Release of Death from the Netherlands, Einar Indra from Iceland, Telemama from Macedonia, Spazibo from Russia, Kunfa, just a really cool down-tempo electronic project from Slovenia, and Matter, some Slovenian hip-hop. So check them out. Expect to hear more in the afternoon show as I continue to dig into the music. Huge thanks to Matyaz, Andras, Miran, Matik, Zala, and everybody at the Ment Festival. Thank you for inviting me out. Sorry if I butchered your name. Thanks to all the bands, too. I had a great time. Thanks to Larry, Jim, Janice, Jacob, and Matt O for the help on the podcast. And thank you for listening. Thanks to all you who support KXP with your donations. It's what makes all of the music and the things like our podcast possible. If you have any questions or comments, I'd love to hear from you. Send them my way at kevin@kexp.org.